This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. The State Board of Education is editing its curriculum standards for social studies and history classes. This includes how the Civil War and slavery are taught. As KUT's Claire McInerney reports, some education advocates see an opportunity to correct inaccuracies.
Okay, first off, let's explain what a standard is. The State Board of Education creates a list of what students should learn in every subject at every grade level. The State Board is looking to streamline this list, so they won't add anything, but they could remove stuff. Dan Quinn thinks even minor changes can dramatically change how students learn about slavery. He's a spokesperson for the Texas Freedom Network, a group that has advocated for improvements to public school curriculum and standards. His organization has a problem with how this state describes the cause of the Civil War.
For generations, Southern kids have been taught, especially in Texas, that the Civil War was fought over some noble cause like states' rights. Well, no. The reason the Civil War was fought was because Southern states wanted to defend the institution of slavery.
Here's what the current standard says. Explain the causes of the Civil War, including sectionalism, states' rights, and slavery. Quinn says everything other than slavery should be thrown out.
It's a good opportunity for the board to go in and at least remove the bad history. Even if they can't correct all of the problems, they can at least take the bad history out and make sure that what students are learning in their classrooms is based on real facts.
Here's another standard he wants tweaked. The student understands the importance of effective leadership in a constitutional republic, and then it lists certain people who, according to the standard, made significant political and social contributions to America. The list includes Susan B. Anthony, Frederick Douglass, and Stonewall Jackson. Quinn wants Jackson, a top Confederate general, off that list.
But it's just bizarre to suggest someone who took up arms against his own government is to be modeled as an effective leader in a constitutional republic.
As you can see, standards are also pretty broad concepts. Jessica Jolliffe is in charge of social studies curriculum for the Austin Independent School District and says this broadness makes teaching slavery tough.
I definitely think the standards could be reworked or revised to provide more specificity in certain areas.
Ideally, Jolliffe says educators should teach what daily life was like for slaves, but that information is not always handy.
But teachers have to really go out and seek out that information on their own because it's still in the textbook. It's very additive, right? It's a insert in the textbook. It's one little sidebar story, but it's not something that students can really read about and be invested in.
Jolliffe says she also doesn't like how slavery gets presented as a brief point on the timeline of American history.
Instead of learning, you know, in September, October, slaves get brought over, and then in the spring, oh, and by the way, we're having the Civil War, and some of it, you know, involves slaves. So we've tried to be more intentional about that.
She's been trying to add more literature about slave experiences into the classroom, but teachers only have so much time to focus on these stories. Eighth grade is the main year the Civil War is taught in Texas schools. It's also the year when students have to take a state assessment in history. Teachers can't spend extra time on the realities of slavery because it may mean taking away time from other parts of history that are tested.
It also makes it, I think, some anxiety on the part of the teacher to deviate from that state curriculum, and because it is assessed, I mean, that's rightfully so, I'm sorry to say.
The first work group from the state board met this month to discuss potential changes. The board won't take an official vote on these standards until later in the year. Claire McInerney, KUT News.
Thank you.